only thing that working with Dre did was get people like y'all to actually listen to him. That's it. But it didn't keep him relevant.
The fuck you mean, people like us?
Earthlings, what's up?
It's your man, SKYZOO.
Thurs 92 Crew.
This is Sasha Mackey.
Yo, this is K Mayfield, Mania Music Group.
What's good, people? This is your man, 4-9, live and direct.
Nairobi from the Tricycle Class.
I am Eternia from my mother's womb.
This is Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop. Rocking with Dead End Hip Hop.
Shout out to Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
The question I want to pose right now is, when you see a white rapper, what are your initial thoughts? Like, as since hip hop is more or less been more of the darker persuasion, normally when a white rapper come out, you know, we always kind of dismiss him. Like, whether or not they're...
I don't either. Why do you dismiss them though, Kev?
I'm not saying I dismiss them, but a lot of people say when they see a white rapper, they immediately think they will not be able to rap. I think Eminem has done a lot to help change that, but I think when people see that an artist is white, a hip hop artist is white, I don't think they're gonna really give him that much credit at first, unless he's really, really fucking dope.
When I listen to hip hop artists, like when somebody, one of you guys hit me up like, yo, check this person out, you know, this, that, and the third, I look to see if you dope or not, if I can listen to you or not. It regardless of the complexion of your skin, it comes down to what you're talking about and how you talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Your flow and your lyrics. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're Indian. I don't care if you're Spanish. I don't care. Whatever you are. If you're dope, you're dope.
If they're dope, you don't care if they're white or whatever color they are.
So basically what you're saying is if a white rapper sucked, You're gonna go, why is he rapping? Or you're saying he sucks because he's white?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's I think from what I've seen, heard, or whatever, that when people see that an artist is white, they're a little leery as to whether or not he's gonna be dope.
I think it depends on if it's a mainstream rapper or an underground rapper. It's a big difference. Typically, if I see a white rapper on like MTV or something, I will get a little leery. But underground right now is kind of dominated by white rappers. So I'm used to seeing white rappers in underground, you know, indie hip-hop. Because, it's weird. But if somebody says to me, like, who are some of your favorite indie rappers? Shit. Who do I name? LP,
Slug, R.A. The Rugged Man,
Macklemore. Like, they're all white dudes. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying. But when you look at mainstream hip-hop, there's not that much of a white face, even with Yellow Wolf. There's not that much of a white face. It really depends on the subgenre they're stuck in, right? Because like when you're a white rapper, you really only have two options, and only one of those options really work. But you have like you're either gonna be the white thug rapper, or you're gonna be the I'm really clean and I embrace my college university white rapper. Typically, right now, you're going with the college university.
Mac Miller. Like
Asheroff, like Mac Miller, you know, like MGK, like even, you know, they're the party, the party happy white rappers.
Do you put Yellow Wolf in a thug?
No, Yellow Wolf is really unique because what Yellow Wolf is doing right now is Yellow Wolf is taking that fan base that Kid Rock had back in the day. Because people quit caring about Kid Rock and what Bubba Sparks had.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, Bubba Sparks kind of brought that, I'm country as fuck, but I'm a white dude. But I can actually rap. Because Bubba Sparks can rap. I know people clown him. Bubba Sparks can rap. It kind of sucked that he fell off and I heard he became a drug addict or some shit. But either way, Yellow Wolf is just kind of stepping into that lane. And plus, Yellow Wolf is so unique that you can't easily stick him in a mold. But when Paul Wall came out, I was not even remotely trying to hear shit that Paul Wall had to say. Even though Paul Wall is nice.
Exactly.
Even though Paul Wall is nice. When I first saw him, I saw his face, I saw his grill, I'm not interested. And I know that people are going to take this the wrong way, but I don't give a fuck. I looked at Paul Wall, and I will say now that I was incorrect, but I looked at Paul Wall, and I put him in the category of the subtle blackface rapper, where you have these white dudes who try really hard to emulate what they think is stereotypical black culture. Now, I didn't know shit about Paul Wall, so this was my fault that I was incorrect, but I saw him pop up, and he on the curb, mm-hmm. with the fucking girl. I was like, you know what, I don't want to hear this fucking dude. So when we had the 80s, black people dominated hip-hop, whether it was mainstream or underground. Yeah. And back then, it was all about, you know, the Afrocentrism, or it was about, we just gonna party. You had those, or gangster, right. You had those different. So when the white rappers came out, like, you had MC Search, like, you had Everlast.
Beastie Boys.
And the Beastie Boys, it was like, Beastie Boys were different because they really had their own lane. Mm-hmm. But when you had Everlast and you had, you know, those kind of dudes, it was like you looked at them, and some of those dudes did try to emulate the Afrocentrism or the fight the power movement type of stuff, like Young Black Teenagers when they came out. But now, it's like, all that shit is gone. Like, the face of hip-hop has completely changed. So now, white dudes don't have to do that anymore. So now it's like, when you have a mainstream exec that's looking at a white rapper, they are so much easier to market now. Because when you have, like, your Asher Ross and your MGKs and your Mac Millers, those motherfuckers are so easy to market because all they want to do is have fun and write fun songs and party songs. We don't dominate hip-hop like that anymore. But on the flip side, the really interesting thing that I think about the whole thing is you have these guys that are talking about college and being smart. And that's cool for the white dudes to do that. But how many fucking black rappers are in the mainstream that do that? Like, you had Ye that was doing that for a minute, that was talking about the whole college thing. He left that shit alone. You had Kids in the Hall that did that for a minute. Even they left that shit alone. Right now, it's like, when you have mainstream hip-hop, if you're white, you're better off sticking to this, I'm really smart, I'm writing songs for college dudes. If you're black, you're better off sticking to being as ignorant and gangster as possible, because that's the way you're going to make it.
Does that give them an advantage?
White people?
Yeah. As MCs, do they automatically come out and just have a market?
No, it depends on the genre. Again, if you're a white rapper and you are trying to be the next Lil Wayne, you're going to have it hard. It's going to be a little tough. But if you're a white rapper and you're trying to be the next, you know, if you're trying to be a really fun, popular, happy MC, you got it easy. You got it real easy. If you're white. We can't, like, a black person can walk.
If Mac Miller was black, you think he would sell 500,000 independent?
Definitely not.
So they do have an advantage sometimes. Depending on their market, they have an advantage over a black artist.
So do we. Right.
Do we, though?
Yes. If a white G walks into a record exec's office with a grill,
looking like Lil Wayne,
talking about I'm a rapper. No one there right now is going to take it seriously. White rappers are in mainstream only. Yeah, I'm only talking about mainstream. White rappers are stuck in this. I gotta be smart. I gotta be happy. I gotta be fun. Realm. If somebody can name me a white rapper that's mainstream right now, aside from M, obviously, and aside from Yellow Wolf, obviously, if somebody can name me a white rapper that's at the top right now that is not stuck in this category, please do. Because I can't think of anybody.
I can't either.
Because there's not many white rappers in mainstream right now.
Because what is dominated by mainstream? It's like, you gotta be either a swaggy rapper, which people ain't taking white dudes seriously with that either, mm-hmm. or you gotta be a I'm running around shooting them up rapper, which no one's taking white dudes seriously in that either. So white people right now really only have a few lanes when it comes to mainstream hip-hop. So I can't say they have an advantage. They just have their own lane.
White rappers do have an advantage. And I think the advantage comes in, if the white rapper is dope, boom, instant success. Almost like M. Almost like M. And M wasn't overnight. Hold on. M wasn't overnight. But when after Infinite, the first album he dropped with Dre, he blew up.
He didn't drop Infinite.
No, I said after.
But he was overnight.
M had to be.
Yeah, that's
because M changed his style up. M was overnight. He's the epitome of overnight success.
He had to be incredibly dope for people to accept, especially in the 90s.
But aren't there incredibly dope black rappers and every other type?
I'm not saying that.
What I'm saying is that
because when Eminem wasn't accepted right away. fuck was he? No, because, you know, my homeboy had to put me on the Eminem. He's like, and he clowned me. He was like, Ken, you really not going to listen to this guy because he's white? And I didn't even say that. But he automatically just assumed that because I saw that he was white, I was going to automatically dismiss him. And you think about the type of music and the type of songs that Eminem was putting out at that time. You know, were black people really, you know, doing all that stuff? Shrooms and all that shit? Not where I was from.
Not where any of us were from. When I fucking got on the M, people were clowning the shit out of me. But I mean, you know, I was weird anyway. But they were like, who the fuck, Eminem? Hell no, man. You better clown this 8-ball.
You know what? I guess, honestly, where I grew up and everything is just completely different from where you guys grew up. Because I understand you. Being from Mississippi, I understand you. And I know why, you know what I'm saying, off the rip, you liked Eminem. You know what I'm saying? B, like, what? Obviously, in Detroit, you know what I'm saying?
To bust his ass to get where he at. Like you said, it's the prime example of overnight success. Man, he hooked up, he won that freestyle Olympics. Yep. Got with Dre, and bam, the next. But the thing is, hello, again, my name is.
He had to change his style up. Cause think about it, if you listen to Infinite.
That was an average
hip hop album. Yep. Like, I don't think it's bad, but I don't think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. But when you hear what he did with Dre, it's completely different. Yep. And the second he did that. Bam. He blew up because nobody else had that lane.
Nobody.
I didn't think it mattered that he was with Dre. I really don't. I think it had to do like how he got his foot in the door, like to make people listen to him. Mm-hmm. But to keep him relevant, I don't think it really mattered that Dre was working with him. Because once he got his foot in the door, people saw, oh my God, this dude is dope. The only thing that working with Dre did was get people like y'all to actually listen to him. That's it. But it didn't keep him relevant.
What the fuck you mean, people like us?
I'm telling you, closed-minded people that did not want to hear what dude had to say because he was white. Let's be real, y'all didn't.
I listened to what he was saying. I just wasn't.
But you
interested.
Didn't care about it because. And but you.
Because I couldn't relate to.
Because
it.
You. But you didn't even really recognize that he had skills. Really, you were just like, I don't really want to hear this.
There's a surface level you have to get past when it comes to, but he's from Detroit, exactly, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so you have to get past when you're a white rapper for some time, and things may be changing. I don't know. People out there, let me know. But there is a surface level that's applied to white rappers. When we see a white rapper and they hand us a CD or whatever and say this shit is dope, we're like, ah, whatever. We don't really care, and
that goes back to the first point I made with you. That to me, it does not matter the color of your skin. When I first heard M, I wasn't doing shrooms and all. Like, I couldn't necessarily relate exactly to what he was doing, but I could relate to the feelings that he was feeling with his mom and his parent, his daughter, the love for his daughter.
Kill people.
Okay, so you don't feel like that ever. Like, you don't, man, yo, if this motherfucker says one more thing, I'm a straight punch.
No,
you never
not,
feel
not
like
just
that.
People, he's somebody putting his girl in the trunk. And
okay,
his mom. All right,
I've been there. Yeah.
I've never been there.
When it came out, I was too young to feel like, oh, I'm gonna put my girlfriend in the trunk. I was too young for that. I was in high school still. But you know, like, I couldn't relate to that aspect. But I didn't care that he was white. That's what I'm trying to say. Like you cared. Like, you're talking about all this surface level shit because he's white. It didn't matter to me that he was white. It mattered the fact that he could rap and the shit was dope.
So you've never looked at a white rapper and was like, that's a white rapper.
I did back in the day.
I don't do that, but it depends on the person. Not now. But I did that shit to black folks too. But it really depends on the person. If you are a white dude, again, if you walk up with a fucking mouthful of gold or you look like Riff Raff, mm-hmm, and you hand me a CD, I have no desire to hear this shit. None. But again, if you black and you look like Riff Raff, I ain't got no fucking desire to hear that shit. But I will criticize the white dude a little bit more because I feel like you're posing a little bit.
Yep.
When I see Riff Raff, I don't take him seriously because I'm like, you look like
a fucking clown, and you sound like a clown.
Yep. You sound like you're walking around in a fucking Halloween costume.
But what if that's like that? But what if that's how they truly grew up, and that's truly the culture that they always been around?
It might be.
So if they try to do the backpack I mean, not the
Paul Wall is a prime example. I think
Paul Wall and Lil White is a prime example. Dude, those dudes really grew up in hood environments and in black cultures. So,
but like I said, I was wrong with Paul Wall. Yeah. I did dismiss Paul Wall when he first came out. It took years later for me to hear him on a feature. Now I don't even remember what track it was. It might have been a UGK track or something. I was like, damn, man. Paul Wall could actually kind of rap.
It's over 10 years later since Eminem jumped on the scene, and I think there has been some barriers broken with him. Because he was so freaking dope, man, and he was so widely accepted, I think people finally, you know, opened their eyes and said, hey, you know, white rappers can enter into this culture. Even though we had Beastie Boys, we had the other guys, right? You know, but they kind of, at some point, they fell off, though.
Don't forget about Vanilla Ice, folks.
And I think but that's a good point. I think Vanilla Ice didn't do much to help.
No, he didn't.
You know what I'm saying? Because
I would really think about it. Every white rapper, what do they always say? Copyright says this. BK even said this. Actually, in BK's latest track, he says, I spent my entire career being compared to this white dude, this other guy. They all get that. So there's not really an advantage. Every single white rapper that's dope gets compared to Eminem. Yella even said it. Yep. He don't sound shit like Eminem. Nothing, but he said it. Anything. You can ask pretty much any white rapper that semi-made it. They automatically compared to Eminem. So that's not really an advantage.
Eminem set a really high bar, man.
He did.
Because you have to understand, like we said, hip-hop is mainly black, right? So when you have... Or was. You know what I'm saying? But
look what it took for someone to break that.
Exactly.
An amazingly dope...
Exactly. Like he's up here with the greatest of all time.
It took that for us to finally say... that there can be some dope ass white MCs.
The face of hip hop has changed. We don't dominate hip hop anymore. If you want to be a mainstream rapper,
wait, we don't think we dominate hip hop anymore?
Not even remotely. Are you shitting me?
I'm asking. You really think that?
And I'm saying, are you shitting me?
No, based on what?
We do not dominate hip hop anymore.
How so?
Because there's a billion zillion white rappers out here that are actually dope. They aren't getting dismissed. What do you mean? If it was 1990,
that's a lot of black rappers that are dope too, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of black rappers.
But
there's a lot of white rappers.
I think the population of white MCs has increased in hip hop.
There you go. So once
but
again,
that, but like I still think there's more of a black dominance.
If you guys hadn't jumped all over me when I was making my point, like y'all blame me for doing all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like I was trying to say, if you had when it was back in the 90s, if you had your Slugs, your LPs, your RAs, those dudes would not have really, they would have found a little place for themselves in 1990, 1991, but they would not have been as popular. They could not have made it. They couldn't have survived. When we got to 95, 98, 2000, it was a lot easier for these type of dudes to carve themselves a niche. Now, when you look at hip-hop as a whole, and I'm talking about mainstream and independent hip-hop, we are not dominating. We are no longer the main face of hip-hop, especially indie shows. Or underground hip-hop.
Especially when it comes to
we are not the mainstream.
Mainstream, no, but maybe in the indie, there may be, I don't know, it's not fully even, but...
It's not even close to even, are you shitting me? It's like 70-30 in underground hip-hop. What do you mean? Hip-hop as a whole, we are not dominating. We're not.
We dominate the mainstream.
Okay, maybe. To a slight degree.
Slight degree, and we only have, what, how many white MCs do we have on the radio?
Okay. So, when we say dominating, right, you're talking about black MCs versus white MCs in mainstream. Versus black MCs versus white MCs in underground, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here in underground, we are severely losing, right? In mainstream, we're winning. You combine those two together, we're not dominating. See my point now?
Yeah, you combine them, but I'll separate it out.
You say hip-hop.
I said
you say
hip-hop
in general. He was taking the mainstream and the underground.
All together.
That's why he was going with that point.
I got you, Mike.
I don't think I can agree with that. Because
you don't pay attention.
Right, but we were talking about it.
To underground hip hop, you don't pay attention.
What are you talking about?
You don't go nowhere. I'm telling you, when I go out, the majority of the faces are is white. When I take the majority,
talking about in the audience, the crowd.
Let me finish. When I'm talking about the main popular independent hip hop artists, the majority of them are white. The majority of them are white. You can't fucking argue that. Who are the main faces of indie hip hop?
Is that maybe that's just because those are the people you go see?
No, that's because you don't pay attention.
Why are you shaking your head? Because he's actually right. Because I don't check out everybody that Mike always
Mike is. Likes the majority of the white artists, though, people.
No, I like the majority of Gerardo hip hop artists.
Exactly. Even Gerardo, the people
white.
That Gerardo
just happen to be white. That's what I said.
That's what I said. What you were trying to spin is you just said, oh, well, maybe that's just the artist that you like, implying that there's more of an underground where there's black artists that I'm not paying attention to. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. The majority of independent hip hop is white right now. Yeah. Give me a fucking break. And you don't know that because you don't pay attention.
Wait a second. Okay. Are you guys really
think there's no black indie?
Who said no? Who said no? Who said no, Ken? We're losing in that.
Exactly.
In that
it's an imbalance.
I don't think we're severely losing.
No,
I still think
there's a subculture of white MCs, and I still think there are a majority of black MCs.
It's independent hip hop.
Yes.
That's bullshit. You didn't know Cage was. You didn't listen to Atmosphere, so you can't tell me that you knew anything about that shit. But now you're gonna tell me that there's more black people dominating independent hip hop right now? You're crazy. You're crazy.
No, I'm not. No.
You're crazy.
No.
You're crazy,
no,
Ken.
When you say dominate, you mean it's more popular white?
I'm saying that they are dominating. When you take the most popular MCs from the underground and you put them up on a list, the majority of them are going to be white. The main ones that are making the most buzz. Let's prove it right now. Give me the top 10.
All these
Detroit Underground artists, you know, Marv 1, your boy.
It ain't my fault you don't know nothing. It ain't my fault.
No, it's not about that. But I agree with you.
It is about that because I'm fucking paying attention. And I'm telling you.
But look, you're paying attention. But what he's saying, you're paying attention to a particular.
I'm not. I'm looking at the
underground. But you said yourself, like when you see on a record or something and you see who they are affiliated with, you go and check out those other people.
I did that in the 90s, right?
But I'm saying we all still do
that shit now.
But those are the artists you still like. Cage and all those guys aren't new artists, are they? They've been in the underground for a long time, right?
They've been dominating for a long time.
Okay, so, all right, would you consider Casual as an underground artist?
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. How many guys is it like that?
Now, let's put Casual against Macklemore. Who's winning right now?
I'm just saying. That's why I asked you the question. That's why I posed the question. Are you saying that they're dominating the hip-hop? Because it sounds like you're saying that it's just more white underground rappers than it is more
I'm saying
black
the ones that are
rappers.
White and underground, the ones that are more popular.
Okay, that's what I was asking you. That's why I didn't want to get into an argument until I clarified that. But I thought you were saying that it's more white underground hip-hop artists than more black underground hip-hop artists.
There's more of them making a buzz.
That's what I was asking you, Mike. I'm not disagreeing with that, but it sounded like you were saying that we're severely losing how many black underground artists it is versus white underground artists. And I'm saying, like, look, you take A3C for example. It was way more black underground artists because that was an underground hip hop festival, and it was way more black people than white people.
So you guys did not think that I was saying that the white MCs that are in the underground are more popular than the really?
That's what I got.
That's what I was asking you.
You said that they were better.
Before, I know you was going by, well, who was more popular?
Better. Like, who gives a fuck if there's more black than that ain't nobody listening to?
That's what I was going
What kind of shit is that?
But you're not going by
it doesn't matter if they're hot. What matters is, are they on top? Are they winning?
You was thinking like a whole, like more,
are y'all serious?
He's thinking, there's 500 underground artists, 300 of them are white. He's thinking like that.
I'm saying if there's 500 that are making a buzz, 300 of them are white.
Okay.